It happens every May. You get a text message or see a Facebook post that the smelts have arrived in Bethel.
Little fishies.
Then you run down to the riverbank to fill your bucket with the small fish. You might fry them up later or feed them to your dog. It's a big deal because after the smelts come the king salmon. Here's Mary Mathias, the natural resource director at the Rutikahamut Native Council in Bethel.
With the recent harvest, we caught some huge ones. They were like kind of big, like bigger than normal. Mm-hmm. And I teased my husband. I said, look, we caught a steak.
Alaska is a fish state. Huge political battles take place over protecting salmon habitat. But smelt are different. There aren't a lot of studies on smelt in the Kuskokwim River. And that could be a problem, according to Dave Cannon, a retired fish biologist who lives in Aniak and opposes the mine. One of the world's biggest gold mines could be built not far from Aniak. Donlin Gold is trying to build it in a remote location in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, so it must barge supplies up to the Kuskokwim River during the summer. Here's Dave Cannon.
Up until recently, we didn't know a whole lot about them until 2014 and 15, when there were some studies done, pretty rigorous studies, tied in with the Donlin project.
But Cannon says that doesn't mean the company has enough data to tell how an increase in barge traffic would impact the fish. He says there needs to be more studies. But collecting that data can be a challenge because the smelt run doesn't last long.
The fact that they're only here for a short period, if it was possible to document, you know, their numbers, their abundance, or their actual population levels, you'd have to focus real hard just for those couple days.
Donlin Gold says it's aware of those problems. Christina Woolston is the company's spokesperson. She says Donlin had to start from scratch to study smelt habitat during the environmental review process.
To our knowledge, this has never been done before. It's not a project or a program that's funded by the state or federal government.
The Donlin studies have shown waves from the barges can push the smelt eggs around. And if water levels in the river are very low, that exposes the eggs even more. This is a huge concern for people in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta who rely heavily on subsistence. Donlin promises to use shallow barges and monitor smelt habitat to keep collecting data.
You have to start somewhere, and by engaging in the smelt study, you know, starting in 2014, we'll have a number of years' worth of data by the time the project finally gets into construction and starts barging.
Cannon and ONC's Mathias think the best solution is if Donlin ceases barge traffic during the time that it takes for the smelt to spawn in the Kuskokwim. But it's unknown if Donlin will go that far, Cannon says, especially since they have a small window to get supplies up to the mine by barge. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.